It took three engines to slowly haul away the last 60 rail cars full of radioactive dirt, concrete, and debris. The waste came from the former Fernald uranium processing facility in southwest Ohio. During the Cold War, workers at the top-secret plant processed uranium for nuclear weapons. Johnny Reising is the Fernald site director for the Department of Energy.
It's one of the largest waste shipping operations that the Department of Energy has had to date. There will probably be larger ones in the future, but to date, this is the largest that's taken place.
Reising says the overall cleanup is ahead of schedule and expected to cost about $70 million less than the projected $1.9 billion price tag. Following completion, the DOE's Office of Legacy Management will maintain Fernald as an undeveloped park. For the Environment Report, I'm Tana Weingartner.